This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Welcome into our Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen to bring you through the top 10 stories of the week, the top 10 people list that Michael and his staff generate during the research on talk radio programs and stations with hosts all around the country to develop this chart, which is for the week of May 15th to the 19th. We're over halfway through the month of May, a couple of weeks away from the Talkers Convention out on Long Island at Hofstra University. Matter of fact, on, let's see, what is it? It's actually 2 weeks from this weekend.
Yeah.
It's amazing how the time, wow. And I'm sure you've got everything all set, nothing
totally
to worry about. It's all ready.
Well, we've been ready for over a month.
No, of course you have.
All the food is ready.
Mm-hmm.
What's
on the menu this week?
Everybody's speech is written, you know.
Yeah. Mine too?
Yes, yours especially. We had AI do it.
My friends,
I come to you.
Yeah. Did you know I was Thomas Edison in a past life?
You might have been. Who knows?
Right, right.
You know?
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that you were somebody extraordinarily gifted.
You and I are both old souls.
Old, very old.
Old
I go back maybe even to 1910.
I think you were Rembrandt in a past life.
Really? What made you say that? Because Rembrandt is my favorite artist, and I was very inspired by him as a kid.
Yeah, well, I'm psychic, among other things, and I do know a lot about you. We have a lot of energy that we exchange all the time as friends, and so I think you pick up the vibe of people, and just whatever, I trust what comes into my mind. Sometimes that's a little weird, but it is, I mean, the things in my mind are a little bit weird. Not that I trust my mind, but I'm one of those, you know, it sort of reminds me of, who was it, the great baseball player who said, when you get to the fork of the road, take it.
That was Yogi Berra.
Yogi Berra. That's
when you come to the fork in the road, take it.
Yes. Why not? Anyway, all right. So we need to go through our story list and find out. Oh, by the way, with regard to Rembrandt, just as a pass.
Yeah, why?
There were a couple of unknown Rembrandts that were hidden in a private collection for 200 years that went to auction this week, and the value is expected to be somewhere between $6 to $10 million. And these things nobody even knew. Isn't that interesting how somebody can say, well, here's a copy, and then they find out, no, it's not really a copy, it's the real McCoy.
Well, Rembrandt had a lot of imitators. He was so influential. Many people, including yours truly, believe he was the greatest artist of all time.
Rubenesque women they used to paint. I like that.
Rubens had his own. These were top artists, you know, because in those days they didn't have cameras.
Mm-hmm.
So the artist was not just somebody who created a work of art just to delight the senses. The artist was someone who presented a vision of reality or myths, you know, Bible scenes, things of that nature, because they had no other way of having that type of graphic depiction of faces and people and moods and history.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, when a major artist would come out with a big painting, it had the same impact upon the pop culture as a major motion picture would today. And they were critics. I mean, the amount of work that Leonardo da Vinci put into The Last Supper is extraordinary. Each face at that table, he went out looking through the streets of people that he would use as models for each of the disciples and the expressions and the inner meaning and the hidden meaning and all that. So, Rembrandt had a lot of imitators, and now these imitators their work has tremendous value. It's I'm sorry for the tangent.
One of the things that wasn't really talked much about this week by most of the mainstream news media or otherwise was the Andy Warhol suit. The fellow who took the picture of Prince that Andy Warhol used to do his painting of Prince sued Andy Warhol and won in court. So when you think about that go-around, what you would wonder why Warhol didn't just get Prince and say, I want to do, because, you know, it's obviously going to be worth some money, and do a drawing of him and his own artist rendition of Prince. But no, he just took a picture that he found somewhere and didn't know who took it. So obviously when this guy who took the picture saw the painting, he said, wait a minute, that's my picture. So they call up Warhol and say, wait a minute, you need to pay us for that because it was our picture. And Warhol said, nah, I don't have to pay you. I found it somewhere. And they said,
well, there's all kinds of twists and turns and angles in intellectual property. If you sit down someplace and you paint a picture of the skyline of New York, and in it there's a building owned by somebody, a case could be made. I mean, these things have been through the courts that you have stolen their intellectual property by painting their building. You know, when does something become public domain? And now with AI, it's gone to an even higher level of complexity.
Yeah, it's going to be a real nightmare.
Yeah. So do we have time before the break?
I think we should probably do what we're here to do, and that's go through the story list and the people list from Talkers Magazine. Michael, please.
At number 10, speaking of AI, concerns about AI tied with the Montana TikTok ban. At number 9, we have anti-LGBTQ legislation. At number 8, the abortion pill case. At number 7, conservative media changes. At number 6, save AM radio legislation. At number 5, Trump's legal battles. At number 4, the Hunter Biden investigation. At number 3, the Durham report. At number 2, the debt ceiling. At number 1, the migrant surge and immigration. On the people survey, at number 10, we have Sam Altman. Again, he's involved in the AI discussion. Number 9, Greg Gianforte. At number 8, Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity tied. Ron DeSantis is at 7. Greg Abbott is at 6. Hunter Biden's at 5. Number 4, John Durham. Number 3, Donald Trump. Number 2, Kevin McCarthy. And number 1, Joe Biden. And that's a snapshot of this mid-May 2023.
Yes, the mayhem does not have its roots and derivative in the month of May. It's just mayhem.
Ooh.
That would be an interesting thing, actually, to pursue. Where did the word mayhem come from?
From the commercial, that guy with the Band-Aid on his
head. Right. That's true.
I'm mayhem.
All right, number 6 this week, Save AM Radio. The legislation that's been introduced, the FCC is all for it. There have been a lot of people, Michael, who have been discussing this AM radio being removed from new cars, addressed by broadcasters far and wide. I've certainly been talking about it a lot, been playing the spots that call attention to what's going on. And one would wonder, from your point of view, if AM radio goes away, how does it affect radio, whether it's stations or groups? Because you're the expert when it comes to this. So what, I'm sure people have interviewed you, they've asked you this question. This is a lifeline in my mind for rural America that can't be duplicated. FM radio doesn't have the reach in rural America. And that's been one of the motivations, because I have a lot of stations that are in rural America. So what's your, I know we talked a little about this last week, but there's certainly more energy behind it this week, saving AM radio.
AM radio is important because millions of people use it.
Yeah.
AM radio is important because the most influential and highest profile formats in radio are on AM. Isn't that interesting that we talk about the actual device and the band as being obsolete, but the programming on it is what's driving the national conversation?
Right.
News talk radio, all news radio, sports talk radio, money radio, self-help radio, financial radio, as I just mentioned, and there are so many kinds of informational radio that is on AM radio. Then you have, as you mentioned, much in rural communities, agricultural communities, where they may not have fully developed Wi-Fi. There's a demographic aspect to it. Some of the older folks who grew up with AM and use it don't quite know how to make that jump to smartphones and Bluetooth and all of that.
So, and why should they have to if they don't want to? You know, that's what these guys are saying. The people, the groups that are against the move to keep AM radio in cars say, well, there are plenty of other options. Why should we have to spend the money to keep this in cars when, in fact, you all have iPhones? That's the most arrogant statement. What happens if we don't? Or if we don't like doing it?
It's greed. Look, eventually AM is going to be obsolete, but not today. Not today, you know. It's just not. It's not ready.
Well, apparently we're all going to be obsolete if we leave things to AI. What's the point of having human beings?
I don't necessarily know if that's true any more than the invention of the pocket calculator made us all stupid.
The iPhone has made us all stupid, not the calculator.
Well, you know, technology is a double-edged sword. Nuclear power has the possibilities of fueling all of our endeavors for all
time.
Wait
till people see that movie Oppenheimer that's coming out shortly. Wait till they see how that bomb was made and what the thinking was behind it. It's really that'll be a very interesting thing for us to talk about. Right now, I want to talk about how you feel and whether or not you have started to get the benefit of using all-natural Balance 7. Balance 7 will improve the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance will help increase your energy, your memory, your immune system. All of these things need to be working perfectly for you to have a good, healthy body and to feel good about everything. Because if you don't have your health, as many people who are smarter than me have said, you have nothing. So, you know, think about it this way. When you're young, your immune system is strong and it defends you. But as you get older, the things that you put into your body will make your body more acidic, and all of the diseases known to man attack you. If your body is acidic, it's a home for disease, and the diseases win. So let's talk about Balance 7, or let's get you onto it. Call 800-793-9039. Mention my name, Doug. $15 off the order, a free bottle of My Smooth Skin, free shipping, and feeling good. That's what's important. Feel better with Balance 7, 800-793-9039. The Talk Radio Countdown. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin, who makes it sound so easy.
It really is super easy. It's once a day, right at bedtime. You don't have to think about it again until the next night. And I am a living testament, y'all. I've lost 40 pounds with this product, and I have kept it off.
But then what do you do when you have the urges to eat the stuff that puts the weight back on, so you go right back to where you started?
It is like a multifaceted product when it comes to weight loss, because it helps with sleep, and it's also great for joint pain, too. So we have brought back everyone's favorite sales that we've had over the last 26 years and put them into one giant sale. So we've got discounts on every bottle. We've got the buy three, get three free. We've got some other stuff on there. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see a lot of options on there, which is great. This is going to be a great time to get on Calitrin.
Elizabeth Miller, thank you for being here from Calitrin. Website again, toploss.com.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown. Here we are having a fun romp through some of the most serious issues of the day on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here with his genius. Doug Steffen is here as well. I'm not his genius. That's why I put the comma.
You are my genius.
Excuse me.
That sounds like something out of future AI.
Okay. So I want you to imagine that. You and your damned AI, you think it's okay. I'm not on that.
I didn't say it's okay. I said that it has an okay aspect to it. I said that
maybe it does. Yeah.
Is a double-edged sword.
Okay. So this week, scientists unveiled a new Titanic. This is a full-sized 3D version. AI had a hand in this, a replica of the Titanic made out of 3D. I don't even begin to understand. How do you put some of that? When I look at the copier or the Xerox machine or whatever that machine is, when you put a piece of paper in there and you scan it and out comes a like piece of paper, I cannot. Jay Leno had a great conversation once about how he used 3D printers to fix his cars.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, have you ever seen a 3D printer actually work, Michael?
I have not personally had that experience with it, other than when I go out in my starship, I had Earl Grey.
Okay.
Computer.
Yes.
Earl Grey. No, what does he say? He says, computer, tea, mm-hmm. Earl Grey, hot.
Yes. Okay.
But other than that, no, I haven't much experience with it.
I'm just imagining the ship is 13,000 feet beneath the surface of the ocean. And with the exploration, the pictures they took for the movie, as much as anything else, mm-hmm. There is this, the recreation.
So where is it? Where is it docked?
I don't know that it's docked anywhere. I think there's still
kind of. It's made out of 3D material, like 3D stuff. I wonder what the 3D stuff is. What's the material?
Well, that's what I was trying to figure out. There's some kind of plastic, I guess, you put into it to like make guns. People make guns with a 3D printer.
Huh.
Yeah. Thank you.
Can we make nuclear weapons with it?
That remains to be seen.
Yeah.
What can't we do with it?
But I could use it.
I have a little extra space in my backyard. I'd love to have a Titanic.
Would you? A piece of the Titanic.
Not even a piece, the whole thing. Yeah, you said it was. You said it was a life-size replica of the Titanic.
Apparently, well, that's what they're working on.
Where do they keep it?
I don't know that.
And what do they want it for?
Well, that's another. They want to do it because they can. That All must right. be the most. You know what I noticed on the countdown this week? When I look at the story list, I keep the list from last week, and I look at it just to compare to see what's different. And what I don't see this week, and I've seen a lot, has been the Russian missile strike, the Ukrainian war, and that sort of thing. Is it getting to be old hat so that people are just not talking about it much anymore?
It's still being talked about. That these are issues that are sort of like mountaintops, they're peaks. There are a lot of these issues. It's very interesting how these charts are interpreted. Mm-hmm. On one level, yeah, the Russia-Ukraine war is becoming old hat, which does not mean it's not being talked about, which does not mean it doesn't have implications on all of our safety and well-being, and is not a real hot topic. But no, so much of what happens on News Talk Radio, which is the big basis of this chart,
yep.
We're talking national stories, not local, is, what's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we call it like it is. You turn on the radio, you're not hearing this week people talking about the Russia-Ukraine war the same way they'd be talking about.
No, they aren't. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm pointing out why has it become old hat. That's the question. I want to know what's going on with Marjorie Taylor Greene. We need to have a separate segment about her every week. Let's get to that as it relates to Joe Biden, number one on the people list as we continue here.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Yesterday's meeting between the White House and Republicans to raise the federal debt ceiling ended again with no progress. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
There's no question we have serious differences, and this is going to continue to be a difficult conversation. That's not lost on us. But the president's team is going to continue to work hard towards a reasonable bipartisan solution.
The U.S. supporting a joint effort with its allies to train Ukrainian pilots on F-16 fighter jets. They'll get the jets sometime this fall, with training likely to be held in Europe. The 148th running of the Preakness Stakes set for today at Pimlico Racecourse in Baltimore, post time 6:50 Eastern Time. At least six people arrested at the Nebraska State Capitol building yesterday over the passing of abortion and transgender bills. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion, with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's get back into the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, a weekly digest of the big items that are on the news talk circuit, if you will. News Talk Radio focusing on the big issues of the day, people that folks are talking about. And why does it matter? You think people get into that enough, Michael? Why do these stories matter? Is that part of the whole psychology of having the conversation? Do you think the good hosts talk about not just the issues or not just the events, but why does it matter?
Well, I think that that's the key to it, why it matters. Let's take a look at the number one topic, the immigration issue. Why does it matter? It's because of all the problems that stem from it. Why does the debt ceiling matter? It has to do with our economy and what's going to happen. The Durham report matters. What impact will it have upon politics and the general electorate's decision about whether Trump is, you know, a crooker or not? All of the Save AM Radio. Look at the consequences of that. I'm just looking at these abortion pill case. I think you bring up a good issue, a good question, and the answer is I think that part of the discussion is how it matters and what the consequences of these problems, you know, are.
I think that when you get into the discussion of AI and how it matters, that may be of all of the things that are before us this week, that may be the thing that is most important and least understood. Do you agree?
Oh, yeah. No, you're right on the money with that. The consequences of AI are more
part of the discussion right now than the, you know, the wondrous aspects of it, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, what does this mean? What's going to happen with this?
Do you think that I'm, because I don't really, I admit to not being familiar with much of any of it, ChatGPT. I don't know what that is. I understand that people are using it on the radio, but I don't even have an interest in trying to show people or demonstrate through the audio circuitry that we have among us how it might work. I know Jennifer Horn, who's on my staff and does mornings at KRLA, has taken some AI stuff and duplicated her voice, voice of her co-host, voice of callers, and it's like, okay, what do we need them for? If the machine can duplicate your words and your thoughts, why do we need real human beings?
Well, that's an interesting...
Somebody's going to figure that out. They buy a robot, and then they don't have to pay somebody every week to go on the air.
If you're satisfied with the superficial, already discussed, already created, already known, already archived...
Well, don't you think most people are? Most people are not that curious.
Most conversations have been had before. Uh-huh. Most conversations are rehashes of other. We call it small talk.
And no new thoughts.
And no new thoughts, right. So within that, but, you know, there are new thoughts out there, and there are new ways of putting things together. But this is interesting, because, you see, I think that within the realm of the usual, within where most of us, and I don't say most people, most of us, you and me and everybody else, we swim in the ocean of mediocrity. We live in a world where everything's been said before. Almost any book that any expert writes has been written by somebody else, and is right next to it in the book stands. You know, there's very little new stuff in terms of the data that flies around. And so, taking that in mind, we could reach a point where people's primary companion could be a robot, where people actually marry their robot.
There you go. If you had this story about the woman who married herself, then, okay, I guess if you marry yourself, you can marry a machine.
We're all inexplicably, intrinsically married to ourselves. That's not the point. But if you could have a robot that was manufactured, that 3D printing we talked about before, it was manufactured by advanced manufacturing that can duplicate the look and the feel of a human body, and then you put the artificial intelligence in it, and everything Google has ever known, and everything that we have known to the human race right now, and it speaks and it reacts. You would not know that is, you know, it doesn't have to have E equals MC square every time you talk to it. You would not know that this is not a real human being. You can have one programmed absolutely specifically to your nature, to your wants.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
And be very happy with it.
You can hear Gene Wilder. It's alive! It's alive!
But
that was Ba-doom,
boom. Young Frankenstein.
Right.
But do you get what I'm saying? Do you realize how profound this is?
We're always profound, Michael.
No, I don't mean, you know, what I'm saying.
Well,
saying
but what you
is
are
profound.
Saying is profound.
It's a profound topic.
Yeah, it is.
And
you know what? It wasn't that long ago that we were all worked up about TikTok. Anybody talk about TikTok? Well, the state of
it's
Montana.
It's on the chart this week. It's
know,
on the chart this
saying.
Week.
It, yeah, the state of Montana has taken this step to impose a law which will keep anybody that lives in Montana from using TikTok, which is kind of an interesting how they do it, I guess technically is a good question. I'm all for it, frankly. I think you need to, but by banning something, do you give it more, does that throw gas on the fire and people say, what's this TikTok thing? Maybe I should find out about it.
But the governor of Montana has been accused of using communist Chinese techniques to fight them, you know, with that type of and he's being sued now by users of TikTok. He's opened up an all kinds
can of
worms.
Problems.
Yes, a can of 3D worms.
made by a 3D printer. Worms
3D
coming
printer
out of
made
the printer.
Right.
Yes. You know. Yeah. All right, let's see. I was looking through all of these things. Let's go to Ron DeSantis, who is about to announce his 2024 campaign next week. Number 7 on the People list this week, according to Talkers Magazine. You can find, by the way, the list at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com. So he takes on Disney, kind of looks not too good. If I were living in Florida, I wouldn't vote for him. Disney's the biggest, and whether you like Disney or you don't, the practical side of this is, and so the 40,000 people in Florida work, they're the biggest employer, they're the biggest landowner. So is he that smart or is he that dumb?
That's the question.
Mm-hmm.
How dumb and how smart is.
Yeah.
Is. But then again, you bring up another interesting thing. Let's decide the future of the country. Do you like Disney or do you not?
Right. It's brilliant.
Let's base it on, I'm tired of Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Who likes Mickey Mouse? I think those e-tickets are too expensive. I'm myself. You know,
well, I mean, is this a win? I don't see it as a win.
A win for whom?
That's what I'm saying. Well, Disney wins.
Disney wins.
Disney is winning so far pretty well.
They win because they've got the money. Disney. Ron DeSantis was not terribly bright taking on Disney.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Okay, so not to be too highfalutin here. Yeah, you're right. It was stupid of him to do that.
Yeah.
Politically speaking.
Yeah. Right. I mean, how many people are voters who work for Disney who think, wait a minute, I don't want this guy's going to kill my job? That's not going to help him any.
Well, Disney just kicked him in the butt by saying we were going to do a $1 billion expansion in Florida, bringing jobs.
Kiss that
taxes,
goodbye.
You know? This is all based on his being ticked off about their response to his don't say gay thing,
which he didn't really ever say.
Yeah. Which means when you realize what BS this all is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that the best foundation for a good conversation on the radio or elsewhere is how much BS can we sling around?
Oh, there's a lot of that being flicked around.
Yeah, there sure is.
Let it flick in.
We'll pause for a moment or two, and I want to get at some of the nitty-gritty things that you can find on Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. One of the things that is a part of this program, and pretty much all the programs that I do every week, is a focus on you, your health, your weight. Most of the things that some people call it endorsement commercials. I talk about these things because I use them myself, and it's neat that I have had the success from Calitrin that I've had. More, however, neat is the idea that we have many millions of people around the country, now around the world, who are using Calitrin to lose weight and take it off the natural way. Keep it off. That's why I like it, and that's why it's America's number one choice for healthy weight management. That's what it is, weight management. So, want to look your best in the pool, out at the lake, or down at the beach this year, then call. Well, actually, I like going to toploss.com, the website, because it's easier to navigate and easier to order. And if you want to talk to somebody, you can get engaged. There's a phone number there. You can call and have a counselor help you through how this works and why it'll be good for you. So go to toploss.com, if you please. Check out Calitrin's benefits and then order. There are all kinds of different things. They've optimized the way for you to save money because it's their 26th anniversary. So they got 26 ways for you to buy whatever it is that you need. Use the Doug code and you get free shipping as well. Calitrin. Take it, use it, like it, and win. Toploss.com is the website. The official list from Talkers Magazine for the week of the 15th to the 19th has the following people on the list. Sam Altman is at number 10. Greg Gianforte is number 9. Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity are tied for number 8 because Sean's moving into his old spot. Number 7, Ron DeSantis. Number 6, Greg Abbott. Hunter Biden is at number 5 on the people list. John Durham is number 4 on that same list. Of course, that's what we're going through. Trump is 3. Kevin McCarthy is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. Imagine Donald being surprised that another Republican gets more attention than he does. Well, that's mostly because of the debt ceiling conversation, or the lack thereof, the conversations anyway. So that's the list, the people list. You've got it here as you listen to the weekly talk radio countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin, who makes it sound so easy to get on the Calitrin program. Is it really, Elizabeth?
It really is super easy. It's once a day, right at bedtime. You don't have to think about it again until the next night. There's no crazy diets or crazy workout plans. This is just healthy weight loss.
What's the way that people can get the most for their buck, the biggest bang for their buck in terms of buying Calitrin now?
Well, right now, we do have our greatest hit sale up. This is our 26th anniversary of helping customers lose weight. So we have brought back everyone's favorite sales that we've had over the last 26 years and put them into one giant sale. So we've got discounts on every bottle. We've got the buy three, get three free. We've got some other stuff on there. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see a lot of options on there, which is great.
Elizabeth Miller, thank you for being here from Calitrin. Website, again, is toploss.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. Doug Steffen here with the official list from the charts from Talkers Magazine, available every week at gooddayshow.com and talkers.com. On the story list at number 10 this week, concerns about artificial intelligence. At number 9, legislation affecting those people who are in the LGBTQ group. The abortion pill case is number 8. What's going on in right-wing media? The AM radio legislation, number 6, Trump and his legal situation, I put that in quotation marks, number 5, Hunter Biden and his legal situation, number 4. Imagine that getting more attention than Trump. That's pretty interesting. The Durham report, what happened in the Russian connection, debt ceiling, number 2, and the situation with immigration is number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Hi, back with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with a review of a very interesting talk personality named Lee Habib. That is the focus of the Michael Harrison interview, which you can find at mhinterview.com. This is a fellow who came up with a concept that wasn't, I was going to say unheard of. It was kind of unheard of, the way he's done it and gotten on to stations. You want to give us a profile?
He's on about 300 radio stations, and thus it is considered to be one of the biggest talk shows in America. But it's not a talk show like a talk show. It's a documentary. It's a history. It's called Our American Stories. And it takes a very positive view of America, what's good about America, and goes deep into the history lessons, that both famous ones and obscure ones. And it celebrates the art of storytelling, which really is the foundation of all talk media and all talk storytelling.
Yep.
So he's a very interesting guy, and I have a great conversation with him, and it's inspirational, positive, and educational. Check it out, folks. mhinterview.com. Lee Habib.
And you also, when you go to talkers.com, not only get the list of all of the items, the stories, the people this past week, but also the insight and inside info on a lot of your favorite hosts, what's going on as the musical chairs continue at places like Fox, and that, frankly, was number 7 this week on the story list. And so will we have Sean Hannity and some of these others to talk about this at the Talkers Convention? I would think there would be a lot of people interested in some of the Fox personalities.
Yeah, we cover it all. Thanks, Doug. Yep.
You're welcome, Michael. It certainly was my pleasure. I mean, it's always a pleasure. Michael and Doug here at 50 minutes past what? It's 10 before the hour. Any good heavens. This is the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now, the Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing with the whys and the wherefores. Talk Radio Countdown Show with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our legal authority here, to put a pot. I don't want to put a spin. This is not about spin. There's so much spin. This is
too much
from
spin.
Yeah, there is too much spin. This is a fellow who is a professor of law. He's been practicing the law. And really, it's interesting because the law, many people think, is all about spin. How are you going to, you know, enough? You watch enough Law and Order on TV. You're like, huh? What? What's going on in court? All right. So where I wanted to start was the support on Capitol Hill for a legal theory that would impact the debt ceiling. It's called the 14th Amendment. Do you want to explain how, if some of these senators are successful in getting Biden to invoke the 14th Amendment, what that would do to the discussion and reality of the debt ceiling talks?
It would make a mess, because at this point in time, this is a stretch of finding something in the Constitution that no one has noticed has been there for the last couple of hundred years. Now, that's not to say that this doesn't happen, because the Constitution is a living document. And, for instance, the right of privacy has been found to be in the Constitution that was never in there before. But the gist of it is here, that in the 14th Amendment, some interpret it to say that there is nothing that can be done by Congress to reduce the ability of the government to pay its debts. And that's being interpreted to say that you can't, that to make a debt ceiling would be unconstitutional. Now, that would have to go to the Supreme Court, and even in, if it went to the Supreme Court and they had emergency hearings on it, very hard to say how this court would rule on it. I think most likely they would take the position that it isn't in there, and particularly those who would say that what was the intention of the founders, and there are enough legal theorists on the court to take that provision. So I don't think that's it's a viable way to deal with it, and if it is even a possibility, it should be done something not at the last minute. To revisit this after hopefully the debt crisis is settled, that's one thing. And it would be interesting to see it make through the court. But to do it...
What, prepare for the future? No. Please, stop.
I mean, you're so right. I mean, I look at Congress and I go, God, how can you be so stupid? Really,
yeah,
unfortunately.
Right. Well, Ron DeSantis is teaching them how to be stupid.
He's doing a good job of it.
Yeah, right. but the 14th, before we leave this, I'm not clear on what actually the 14th Amendment does. I've forgotten it from my political science days.
You know something? It's like a lot of the amendments. It has multiple parts. Primarily, it is equal protection under the law. And one of the things that it did probably most notably was take federal rights, and such as like the First Amendment, and make them applicable to the states, because previously they were not applicable to the states. But buried within that is a provision indicating that nothing can be done to reduce the ability of the government to pay its debts, and that's being interpreted to say that any kind of a federal debt limit would be unconstitutional.
Joe Biden is not progressive enough to even give that a second look, I'm going to bet.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's, you know, the parents saying, don't make me come in there, kid. This is his don't make me come in there. I'm hopeful that they're going to come up with something, but really this kind of brinksmanship negotiation over the debt ceiling doesn't do anyone any good. And I hope this is the last time we see it.
Here we go again. Number one this week on the story list, the migrant surge, what's going on in immigration circles, and Greg Abbott putting a bunch of people on buses and sending them to Colorado now instead of New York. This is a switch.
Yeah, I mean, all of these things that never deal with the problem. And the thing is, it's so short-sighted, because we do need immigration, but we need regulated immigration. And what we need is both secure borders and put the money into a system to really look at and evaluate immigrants as they're coming in. You know, the United States Supreme Court, interestingly, in this conservative court, said that Title 42, which limited immigration based on COVID issues. They said, you know what, this kind of immigration shouldn't be dealt with by this kind of emergency legislation. And essentially they said Congress should stop messing around with it and get down to brass tacks and really look at and do something about it. But neither party does, to their shame.
Get to the nitty-gritty. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, here, college professor at Bentley University, helping us interpret the legal aspects of some of the stories on the Countdown this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.